living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When you're faced with a problem, and when you've exhausted all the possibilities, then the impossible must be the solution. The words of Sherlock Holmes. Now, a problem is two facts in conflict. For Sherlock Holmes, it might be that fact one, a murder victim in a room, conflicts with fact two, all the doors and windows of that room are locked from inside. The problem? How did the murderer get in and out of the room? Well, we keep the Sunday after Trinity as the feast of Corpus Christi, when we give thanks especially for the gift of the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. And our Lord's gift to us in the blessed sacrament of the altar is his solution to three problems which confronted him at the Last Supper. The first problem was this. Jesus had to go. He had to return to his Father. And yet he wanted to stay. He had to leave because it was his Father's will. And yet we know that Jesus delighted to be with his disciples. At that first Mass on Maundy Thursday, he said, "I've earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you." So love for God, love for the disciples, two facts in conflict and a problem. And to solve the problem, Jesus does the impossible. He will go and he will stay. No longer will his disciples see him face to face or hear the sound of his voice or be moved by his tears. He must ascend to the Father. And yet, he still remains with us until the end of time. Hear his words, "This is my body, this is my blood." It looks like bread and wine, it feels like bread, it tastes like wine. But we have our Lord's own word that it is not bread and wine, it is Jesus himself. Jesus remains with us, real flesh, real blood. In the sacrament of the altar. Now, I recall once trying to explain this to my uncle, who I occasionally pops up in sermons, who belongs to a certain stripe of Protestantism, which is always having altar calls, during which very dramatic miracles are said to take place. And he simply could not or would not believe, like the Jews in today's gospel, that Jesus Christ really and truly becomes present on his altar. And it seems to me, I said, that if you believe in miracles at the altar, it shouldn't be very difficult to believe in miracles on the altar as well. And the miracle, of course, is the miracle of the real presence. So the first problem, Jesus had to go, Jesus wanted to stay, and the impossible solution, he did go and he did stay. He took from us the God-man as we saw him in Palestine some 2,000 years ago, and he left us with the same God-man whom we see today with the eyes of faith in the Eucharist. And the solution is the real presence. Second problem. Jesus loved his disciples. And to love is to give. And to love perfectly is to give and give and give and give again until there's nothing left to give. Greater love has no man than this, says Jesus, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so Jesus, who loves us more than we could ask or imagine, would gladly have died 1,000 deaths for us. He would, if he could, pour out his life for us daily. But love cannot die daily. Love cannot die 1,000 times. And even Jesus could only pour his earthly life out once. So how does he solve this problem? Once again comes the impossible solution. A solution that shocked his hearers in the gospel this morning and shocks men and women down to this very age. Jesus can die but once, it is true. And yet we could also say that Jesus dies daily for us. He took bread, he gave it to his disciples, he said, "This is my body." Likewise, after supper, the cup, "This is my blood." And then he added those staggering words, "Do this in remembrance of me." And so to priests down through the ages, those successors to the apostles by ordination, Jesus says, "Take in your hands a lifeless piece of bread and breathe into it the bread of life. Take into your hands a cup of wine and bathe it in my blood." And the solution to the problem of Jesus wanting to give his life away over and over and over again, yet only having one earthly life to give, is the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, the Mass. A priest lends his lips to Jesus, who says, "This is my body." And in those very syllables and in that very moment, brings down upon the altar the same victim who died on the cross and then represents him to the Father in expiation for the sins of the world. It's not as if Jesus can die again, for he does not do that. But the Christ who rests on his altar throne is the same Christ, wounds and all, who died once for all upon the cross and rose again in triumph. And the third problem. Love longs for union. Complete union. Perfect union. Unending union. Face to face. Heart to heart union. And this is the relationship that Jesus yearns to have with you and me, and yet this yearning will never be satisfied until we are in heaven. And once again, the impossible solution. When at that Last Supper so long ago, Jesus took bread in his hands, he didn't only say, "This is my body." He didn't only say, "This is my blood." He went on to say, "Drink this. Eat this." And thus Jesus makes possible the fulfillment of the words which we just heard in the gospel. "Truly, truly, I say to you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood dwells in me and I in him." So the solution to this yearning that cannot be fulfilled on this side of heaven is Holy Communion. That is our weekly altar call. Jesus gives himself to us, veiled under bread and wine, and we receive him into ourselves, our souls, and bodies. Jesus unites himself to us, his heart beating next to our heart, even though we may not feel him. This union is not heaven, but it can be very, very close. So three problems, three incredible solutions. First, Jesus had to go, and yet he wanted to stay. So he went, and he stayed. So on this Feast of Corpus Christi, we give thanks for the real presence. Secondly, Jesus loved us so much that he would die daily for us, and yet he could only die once. So the Lamb of God returns to his altars day by day. At Corpus Christi, we give thanks for the sacrifice of the Mass. And thirdly, Jesus desires perfect union with us. But perfect union is impossible this side of heaven, so he gave us the next best thing. At Corpus Christi, we give thanks to God for Holy Communion. And this day and every day, it ought to be our prayer, blessed, hallowed, worshipped, and adored be our Lord Jesus Christ on his throne of glory in heaven, in the most holy sacrament of the altar, and in the hearts and lives of his faithful people, even unto the end of time. Amen. Let us stand with the words of the Nicene Creed, affirm our faith in the God named man. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty.